Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Would you rather? Would you rather pee a grape or poop a bowling ball? I'd rather not talk to you again. Welcome back to Kirk's Opinions, episode 32. Thanks for coming on back. I am, I apologize if it might be a little echoing here. I'm making a transition in my house to a different. I was in my scary basement doing the podcast. Now I'm trying to go to another room, and it's not as soundproof, I'm learning. I have stuff on the way, but as we know, Amazon shipments are taking a little longer than usual. It's fine. I hope it's bearable. Welcome back. Episode 32, Correct Opinions. You guys had a lot of fun stuff to send in. We're going to talk about some, answer some questions, maybe tell a story about how I pooped my pants, stuff like that. It's been a while since we talked about stuff. I don't know. Shout out to you guys for sending me a bunch of nice notes, though. We have people that are like 15 to 65 listening to this. I think that's really cool. But anyways, much love, guys. Hope you are well. Episode 32. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
Correct opinions. Would you rather? Someone, people hit me with would you rather sometimes. I got some recently. Is there a more annoying thing on the planet? People get into them, man. I remember we're doing some game night one time, and a friend was like, all right, I have a bunch of questions for us. And I thought it was going to be like, name a time, your most embarrassing story. And I'm like, that's fun. Everyone tells a story. It's like, would you rather, you know, have spaghetti fingers or ducks for feed? Like, would I rather answer this or hit you in the face? How about that one? You know what my answer is? Knock your lights out. I just can't do those. Excuse me, I'm taking a sip of an ice cold sparkling water. I really can't. I don't know. I just think those are so weird, and how people get into them, or like the philosophy, dude. Waste of time. I just that's me. I struggle to get into that stuff. I don't know about you guys. I'm just when they're like, "What have you thought of?" Or they're like, "What if we're in a simulation?" You know, best of quantum physics. We're in a simulation. Shut up. What are you talking about, dude? I'm just over here for dinner. What are you? I thought you're Ethan, not Elon. Okay, do less. Someone told me recently, they're like, we've loved getting into talking about dark matter recently. Dark what? Like, it's like, dude, Black Lives Matter. I'm in for that. Dark matter. What's that? Shut up. It's just weird. They're like, no, it's because they're discovering that there's like stars having it long away. And so it's because of the dark matter. Okay. I don't even want to talk about Dancing with the Stars. I don't pay attention to that. I can't even understand how that works. So they just call these semi-famous people to dance with these actual dancers and people watch it. I don't even understand that. I'm not going to understand dark matter and the stars. Reminds me of like, I could never come up with like, would you rather? Remember in school when they'd be like, welcome kids, let's tell a little something, say your name, your major, and something fun fact about yourself. Oh, it was, I've to this day can't come up with an answer for that. It's impossible to find the middle ground between too fun of an interesting fact, you're bragging, or you're so lame. You know, the kids who'd be like, a fun fact about me is that I made a perfect score on my ACT. That's just a fun fact. Like, all right, we get it. I would literally make some. Fun fact about me is I was twice All-State tennis player. that's not fun at all. That's, you were good at tennis when you were 15. That's, nothing's fun about that. It's just, what am I supposed to say? One time I said I had braces. I thought that was kind of funny, and the class just looked at me like, what an idiot. I don't know what to say. I would, there's sometimes I make stuff up. I'd be like, a fun fact about me is that I'm ambidextrous. People are like, oh, that's kind of cool. I'm like, ah, that's not true at all, but I don't, you know, I just don't have one of those. Fun fact about me is I've run in 6 half marathons. It just, all that means is that you have free time and you're willing to pay $45 to go on a jog. That's all that. That's all it is, man. That's all that is. My eye is itching, man. I just can't. I never had one of those. I never did. Interesting facts. I had this one time in class. Oh, you guys are going to like this. This is a fun story. Story time with T. I was in grad school. Someone asked that on the questions. Last episode, I said, guys, hit my email, correctopinions@treykennedy.com, because you guys submit like some funny stuff for me to roast, or if you have a question. I said, guys, like, actually, please do that, because I mean, these four walls are pretty much all I know. What am I supposed to talk about? So thank you. You're like, Trey, we're doing all the work for you. Well, that's a team effort, right? Maybe. But this story just popped in my head. Someone asked about my major. I was a finance major, and then I got an MBA, which I think most people are like, wow. But it's like, I got it at a school where as long as you didn't get arrested, like, you got into that college. So it becomes a little more like, oh, you just had nothing else to do. It's a little more of that vibe. But anyways, I was in grad school at a class, and it was a grad school class. I've already said this, but I'm saying it again. So there's like 11 people in it. So it's much, you know, smaller, and 9 of the 11 people are international students. So you're painting a picture, and we're just doing like the thing. Where are you from? Your major. Da, da, da. So I happen to be last. I'm on this side of the class, and I knew the professor because I had a job at the school and worked for him. So I knew him well. And he was kind of this fun guy who knew that, like, I was Trey, who was making some YouTube type videos. So we go through it, and I'm deep down, I'm pretty shy and embarrassed. And I just kind of like, I'm Trey, finance. Happy to be here. That's really all I said. And he goes, and Trey, come on, tell him. I was like, what? He goes, and Trey's famous. And I was like, oh my gosh, please no. Dear Lord, Jesus, come no. Trey's famous. Come on, tell him. I go, no, that's fine. We don't have to really do. No, tell him. I go, I have a lot of followers because I make some videos on the internet. I don't know, it's nothing. And then a couple international kids, some international students, they don't really, they're kind of confused, but they lit up. They were like, you could tell they thought I was, they're like, oh, real life celebrity right here. I was like, no, it's not like that. And he's like, come on, let's show him some. What should I look up? And he starts YouTube searching me up on the like smart board. I was just like, dude, what is going on? And he's like, come on. And he almost clicks on, because we all know every one of us has looked back on something we posted maybe a year ago and you go, oh my gosh. So imagine doing that, but with a ton of videos of you trying to be funny. I mean, it's worse. And he clicks one link that's like, it was like me doing a 6-second cover of like Gavin DeGraw. I was like, I don't want to be anything. I was like, other than what I've been trying to be. Oh my God. These people are like, how into himself is this guy? I was like, I don't want to be anything other than not here for this. Stop. So I quickly directed him, like, I click that one, because I was like reasonably not ashamed of it. And it was a bit I did. It was like the dad character. I'm like, let me whip you up some dinner, back when that was a big deal. And I, you know, it's all these like pop culture type jokes, all international students. I mean, it's like I bombed in a room full of people without even performing. I just sat there and watched some of my content play to an audience that had no idea what was going on. Half of them could hardly understand English, and they're just sitting there not laughing. The only person laughing, remember how 9 out of the 11 international, one other American girl laughing clearly at me. She's over in the corner like, oh my gosh, what an idiot. I had heard of this guy on campus. What an idiot. Just clearly videos of me back at my dirty college house making vines. Horrible. Horrible. We all have those stories. I had another one where, a professor knew of what I was doing, and he thought it was like really entrepreneurial of me. So he's like, come make a speech to my entrepreneurship class. I was like, oh my, you know, this guy's, he thinks it's like cool. And like, I appreciated it, but he didn't get it. I was like, dude, these college kids, they don't want to hear this. He's like, no, come on. And he pestered me until finally I was like, okay, I have to do it. And I went and talked about how I monetized my vines to a room full of 20-year-olds who, I mean, I don't know how, teachers, God bless you. Just looking at a room full of kids, half of them are like on their phones and they're just like, I don't know how you do that. And I was like, man, I had these weird experiences that prepared me to get on stage in real life. I'd already bombed in front of college classes, so thanks grad school. I guess that's what grad school got me, just humiliated me real good to toughen me up. So that was great. We've been doing some like video conference calls, right? Family time, family Zoom calls or whatnot. And they've been hilarious. And we're trying to get the grandparents involved, right? Because especially the elderly people, they're alone. That's sad. So they want that time means a lot to them. So we've been trying to do that. And I already don't think before I speak, right? That's a problem. I already don't really have a filter. That's a problem. I mean, I have literally a whole show saying I'm always right, correct opinions. But, you know, this isn't, it's going to end poorly probably, but we know old people lose their filters, right? Quote unquote filters, where they're just like, yep, she's overweight. And you're like, oh, grandma, you cannot say that. Stuff like that. We had a, I'm just like, am I going to, I'm sure that when I get older, I won't do that, but I guess I will. I mean, we were on a conference call and cousin, like teenager, people were just like, what are you up to? How's like virtual school? She's just like, I'm just bored. I just do nothing but school and sleep. And then grandma goes, make sure you're exercising now. You keep the weight off. It's like, whoa, out of granny taking shots out of nowhere. Easy. She's like, what? You do an extra lap. You know, we don't, you know, look a little bigger. Don't get the weight on. Imagine logging into a Zoom family chat and just leaving it crushed because you got just burned by your granny, dude. Hey man, you're looking a little down. What's going on? Oh, I had another weekly call with grandma. She just straight up said I was fat, dude. Like, oh my God. And then she said she loved me. Yeah, so it's kind of, it's confusing, but I love her too. And I am also going to go sad eat now. So she's kind of making it worse when you think about it. It's a real thing. Okay. Oh, school and sleep. That's good. Don't get fat. Ooh. That's what I'm. Unfortunately, I have a family to keep it real. I gained some weight in college. I came home and my grandma was just like, someone's getting chubby. It's like, oh my gosh. All right. Wait, another one. I'm from the South, right? So my grandparents, you got grandparents from the South. They tend to be a type of way. You guys, you know, a little very, you know, you guys know what I'm saying. They tend to be conservative. Y'all feel me. Grandparents from the South, we had a family gathering where my grandma goes, all government employees are leeches. It's like, oh, what? And then and then we have like this big family. Like there's like one or two government workers in the room. It's like, we're all in your family. She's like, yep, I said it. It's like, what? I was like, how do you feel about influencers, Grammy? That's a good thing about me. My grandparents can't even comprehend what I do for a living. They're just like, I don't know. I guess my parents confirmed to them, we don't send him money and he's still living. So we assume it's generating some kind of income. So I think that's where I'm at there. That's great. My grandma brags to everyone that I am that I have a business in multimedia. So that's close enough. I mean, it's all, what is she supposed to say? My grandson has a pretty good listenership for a podcast where he talks about poop. Is that what she's supposed to say? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I want to say, I had this thought. I was going to say this at the beginning, but yeah, I have all these emails y'all sent, which is really fun. And I mean, how cool is this? I had a woman send an email in, said she was 70 years old. Another email from a kid who's 15. I'm impressed. A 70-year-old is out here watching YouTube and all that. Not because you can't figure it out, just because like that's really cool. So you're hip. But I think it's cool. We have a whole bunch of just different listeners. I appreciate that. And thank you guys for sending in emails and such. I had some fun Q&As I want to get to. But I just, beyond the podcast, you guys send me like really nice notes. And you take the time to like send me an encouraging note. I just want to say thank you, because it actually does mean a lot. Getting cooped up now, you know, right now I would be heading to like, I think Pittsburgh this weekend to do a tour. And so let's do that this whole time. And I kind of worked up to that. I was going to see so many of you, meet a lot of you, and just being stuck here, it can start to feel like, wow, is there a point to this? But then you guys send me these notes. It's like, yes, there obviously is. So thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to do that. Cause I read them all. I don't respond to them all. I'm sorry. I try to respond to a lot. So thank you. Thank you. I wrote a song. Thank you. Thank you. Oh. Dadgum Chiefs fan. I'll never get it. I'll never forget it. I've been doing a lot of to-go orders, trying to support the local biz. And I've talked a lot about tips on this show because I am an idiot and don't know how to do it. And now a new thing is, all right, just pay over the phone, and to avoid human contact, which is smart. Like, would you just go ahead and would you like to add a tip? So I'm like, oh, you haven't even provided the service yet, but if I am, because of, you know, dude, some of these restaurants I've gone out and tipped and they're like, dude, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. It's heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking, but it is funny. Like, yeah. Yeah, I'll tip you before you even do it. It's worked so far, which is a, you know, spin zone. Tip him before. Like, oh, well, let's really do this because he tipped us well before. Anyways, I'm an idiot. We have some Q&As. Before we get to all those, I want to say, give a shout out to our sponsor. Do you wear socks when you sleep? Do you wear socks when you sleep? Be honest. What is wrong with you? To be fair, I'm a former sock sleeper, but then I grew up and I guess I had a psycho phase. We all have our phases, but don't sleep with your sock. People who sleep with their socks on. You know they got the fungus up in there, dude. Just never letting them breathe. Yep. How I end my day, I shower, you know, and I don't wash my feet because most people don't wash their feet. And then I hardly dry my feet. I slip them in socks. Let them kind of marinate in there. There's always moisture in between my toes. I let them just kind of cook overnight. That's just what I like to do. All right, stinky toe Tommy. Take your socks off. My toes are cold. Grow up. Sleeping with your socks on. That's how you know someone's crazy. You ever see my video, Signs of a Psychopath? If you sleep with your socks on, you pour the milk before the cereal, don't you? If you sleep with your socks on, you always use a knife and fork to eat your pizza. Huh? If you sleep with your socks on, you don't like ranch dressing. Is that what you're telling me? Ranch is more of a white thing, I understand, but white people love ranch. Oh my gosh. Oh, they love it. They're maybe talking about how a certain blood type would fix corona. Half of white people's blood types, ranch. What, mine's O negative. Mine's buttermilk positive. Is that going to be helpful? It's for real, man. Shout out to Diane, the 70-year-old quote-unquote boomer, for being a listener on the podcast. She, you can listen to the podcast, so you got that technology down. I made fun of boomers for not knowing technology. Not all of y'all. Somebody else sent me a paragraph of questions. Thank you so much. Let me read some, because these are fun. Someone asked me, let's just get to it. A lot of people asked how I met Katie, my fiance. Let's do it. Drum roll, Instagram, because I'm not embarrassed to say that. I actually am a little bit, but that's how. And then she was a big fan that followed me. I'm kidding. She had no idea who I was. Don't really know how we crossed paths virtually, but thank God we did, and somehow that worked. I don't think I'd advise just messaging random people, but, well, I don't know. Do it respectfully. That's what I did. And I was, and then we long-distance dated for like a year. Then she moved to the city I was living, and here we are. And people are asking if our wedding's postponed. No, we're having 300 people hang out tomorrow, this weekend. Yes, it's moved. No, actually, our wedding's still on because we only invited 3 people. So, nah, it's postponed. It's fine. It's wild. What a wild year to try to get married. There's going to be a lot of weddings when this is all done. Maybe a lot of called off ones too. Oof. Knock on. So I had to go there. Postponed, but it's fine. Tour's postponed. That's postponed. Everything's postponed except my current boredom. That is right on schedule. Am I right? Woo! Man. I did a good job not talking about poop for like a month on this show, but people were asking good stories, and someone mentioned a poop pants story. I heard another podcast talking about it, so I thought it's funny. We've all pooped our pants, right? Where you were like, oh yeah, I trust this. And they're like, oh no, that's a little poop. That's never what you want. That's never what you want. I have only done that twice in my life, which I think's pretty good. 3 times, just remembered one. Let me just say, guys, do not order. I love Starbucks and I support them, but do not order their, what is it? It's like a cold brew with plant-based protein in it. Coffee, vegan protein, combined. It's like the people at Starbucks were like, all right, guys, we're doing well, right? We're selling stuff. People like our products. No. Let's pull a prank on them. What can we do? Let's concoct a delicious mix-up of ingredients that causes your insides to explode out of... Coffee already, we know, is a bit of a... It gets things moving, and vegan protein. I mean, who knows what that is? It's like, yeah, we took a bunch of fescue and grinded it down and mixed it with tofu goop. Oh, don't order that. I was at the airport once at Starbucks getting something, and I watched someone in front of me order it. And I said to them, don't drink that before we got on this flight. That's how passionate I am. I tried to help this person out. You imagine drinking that and getting into a fuselage in the sky. And you're like, this plane's going down because I'm going to ruin it. Excuse me. That was one time. I had another, I remember I was like 8 at one of my first slumber parties. Remember that? There's like 10 guys. Slumber party. I was like, oh wow, I'm staying somewhere else. We're all staying up maybe to 2 a.m. Like, this is kind of cool. First big slumber party. Poo-poo my panties, dude. I didn't wear panties. I didn't mean to say that. 8 years old. And that's funny. What's when you're like, you know, a little older, I'm sorry, the sniffles, that's got to be infuriating to listen to. When you're a little older, you can kind of laugh it off, like, guys, I poop my pants. You're like, wow, what an idiot. But when you're eight, you're like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. It's so embarrassing. No one can go. So I'm like, I go to the bathroom. It's like that episode of Dumb or Dumber where he's like trying to like throw it out the bathroom. I'm like, how do I clean this? I don't, you know, my mom's asleep. She can't come help. It's bad, man. And then another time, the third time was when I was in a weird funk of eating anything and everything in front of me and really not taking care of myself. I went to get breakfast at a donut shop and I ordered three donuts, a long john, a cream-filled long john, two donuts, a jalapeno cheddar sausage roll, and a large Coke at 7:30 in the morning. And I ate all that and poo my pants, because what else would that ever create? So I don't know if you like those stories, but I think they're pretty funny, dude. Oh, what a disaster. What an idiot. What an idiot. You guys had some other really fun questions. Yeah. Oh, Trey, that was a fun question. Thanks. I'm glad you did address that. Let me see here. Reading some questions. Oh, someone asked me to roast this. Do you remember around Christmas time, I did a little, y'all helped me, you sent in braggy Christmas cards. You know those Christmas cards you get where they're like, hey guys, Jesus is the reason for the season. We hope you blessed year. Let us tell you about ours and how awesome we are. In 2019, we killed it and you suck is what they are basically. Someone got a braggy St. Patty's card. Thank you. I'll keep you anonymous, but thank you for sending this in, person, because this is a treat. First of all, if I get a card in the mail from you that says Happy St. Patty's Day, unsubscribe. Delete my address. Happy St. Patty's Day. Just give me a beer or something. I don't want to see this shoot of you. Okay, so here's this family. It says Happy St. Patrick's Day. Cute picture of the family. Another year has come and gone, and we are still lucky to call you our friend. Although we hit a few bumps along the way, 2019 was a good year for our family. What are these going to look like at the end of this year? Wow, 2020 was a global pandemic and was we're gonna get a little creative how we brag here. Our youngest excelled in her virtual school. She sat in her chair almost the full school day. Like, what are they going to look like then? So 2019 was a good year for our family. We added a new house, baby, and car. We think of you often and hope you're doing well. We'd like to share some updates. You added a car. If anyone wants to go out of the way to update you, they added a car. Unsubscribe from that friendship, man. Call your Uber. Oh, no way. I can have a car here in any minute. Uber, I'm out. You got a car? So many of us get cars. House, bigger milestone. Car, we refinanced. In 2020, we took advantage of the down market and just invested and refinanced. We're better than you. So here are the updates for 2019. The names are anonymous. I'm going to make them up. Jack continues to enjoy being an orthodontist. Spoils the kid with nightly tuck-ins. All right. He's there every night. Hey, other dads reading this, are you? That's what they're suing, kind of. Although it often sounds like winding up rather than winding down. And recently quit one job to have more family time. He was an orthodontist with multiple jobs. I don't know if I want that in my orthodontist. These are really hurting me. I need you to like fix them. I'm booked up. I got another job. Why does my orthodontist have several jobs? Amy worked hard to lose 30 pounds of baby weight. Oh, Our husband has so much money and so many jobs. He just up and quit one because he wanted to. How about that? And our wife, she's just losing weight. Are you? Or did you gain some? I got to imagine as a woman, another woman just bragging about losing weight has got to be like, all right, Stephanie, do shove it. Lost 30 pounds of baby weight. And Amy's grateful for their first house and working hard to make it their own. Was recently asked to work with the children of her church, parentheses, primary president. Okay, we didn't need to know the title. Just, that's great. You were asked to do something at your church. By the way, it's primary president. She's volunteering at the church. Well, that's nice of her. It was actually kind of an election type thing, and I am not only the president, but the primary of the primary variety. All right. So dad has so much money, so many jobs, he just stopped one. Mom in such a good shape and president of the Angels. Sammy, and 5 years old, enjoys and excels in kindergarten. He doesn't just enjoy it, he crushes it. He loves learning complicated card games from dad. What is little Sammy playing gin rummy with dad? Little Sammy's calling his dad's bluff. Full house. Oh, yeah? Straight flush. How about that, Dad? Just out there playing Gold Texas Hold'em. Sarah, age 3, loves dress-up, makeup, jewelry, shoes, dolls, and anything princess-related. She became potty trained. Age 3, I hope so. And participated in dance and soccer, but struggled a little, so she's going to wait before taking on more extracurricular activities. It took her 3 years to learn to use the darn toilets, so we're gonna scroll back on the soccer, because the using the potty thing was enough on her plate. So, okay, I guess we're keeping it real with that one. And 1-year-old, Alex, loves attention from big brother and sister, likes balls, cookies, and animals. When you're one, I don't know if we need a brief. Oh, tell us about your 1-year-old. What's she like? She likes balls and animals, and she likes toys and mommy's toys, breast milk. Sorry, she likes to be spoiled by the family and is slowly becoming more opinionated and vocal. So that's a St. Patty's card for the ages. I mean, that trumps any Christmas braggy card. That was a real treat. Thank you for sending that in. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Let's go to the next question. Thank you guys so much. Like I said, correctopinions@treykennedy.com is how you can send in the stuff for me to roast. And we did a specific Q&A for this. Send in whatever. Let's see. What else? Someone asked me, what are the top 5 places you visited based on the cuisine? Well, seeing as I'm not Gordon Ramsay, I don't really do that. I'm kidding. I'm joking. But seriously, I don't really go to places based on the food. I guess I could. I haven't reached that level of bouginess yet. But I don't know. I feel it's tough. With the few tour dates we did do, the dudes I roll with like just want to eat Wendy's. And I'm like, let's go try this homemade pasta. I love going to LA because they have awesome food scene. I always try to go somewhere new. Chicago has great food. And yeah, I just don't know that much because I haven't traveled a lot because I'm just kind of a simpleton. Really, I just put it bluntly. I eat a lot at the restaurants in the city I live. That's about as good as I got there. Jeez, dude, that I can't get over the St. Patty's Day card. Guys, I'm putting out a new song this Friday, Trapped. I'm just going to tell only my podcast fam what it's actually about. It's about being trapped in the friend zone. I think you're going to like it. It's a bop. I'm so excited for you to see the video. Katie's in it. It's going to be great. We're just making more vids. go watch Middle School Maddox, my web series. Season one's out. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the first pod in the new studio, which is just a different room in my house because one of my roommates moved out. So it's pretty cool, I guess. It's my podcast studio / gaming room, which I am unable to make look that cool because I am not Joanna Gaines. No Anna Gaines, am I right? So you guys, I just really appreciate all of y'all, my Correct Opinions homies. Like I said, hit the email, treykennedy@correctopinions.com. If you have anything you want me to talk about, means a lot you guys listen. It kind of blows my mind. Hope you guys are hanging in there. Hope you're being safe for real. I have only seen like 3 people in 6 weeks. Just want you to know that. And so, yeah, I hope everyone's doing their part, staying in, being well. This is just wild, man. And trying to stay positive. I'm very fortunate I can do a lot of what I can still do some of my job from home, which I'm really grateful for. So, yeah, I don't know how much I can help, but if anyone out there is like super struggling, feel free to hit the email with that too. Cause, you know, I can't help everybody obviously, but, hope I could. I'll stop saying, but. Also, one more little thing. Someone sent in that they work at a place where they deliver babies. I don't know the name of that because I'm an idiot, but they had a child come in and they named him Sin Killer. Synkiller. Sin Killer. I don't know. That sounds more like a great Native American warrior than anything, but it's probably somewhat family. So pray for that kid too. Okay. Much love, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'll talk to you next week. Correct Opinions, episode 32. Wow, that's a lot of episodes. Thank you guys for sticking with me. See y'all next week. Much love. Toodles. God bless. I'm out.
Correct Opinions.